Casey Foundation.
You're listening to WMNF in Tampa. We're going to carry more of a Democracy Now!, the last part, including the interview about the missing Saudi journalist, and that has huge implications for the U.S. and the Middle East. We're going to hear that interview coming up at 11:06 this morning, so stick around. But it's time for the Sustainable Living Program and Health and Nutrition. And John Butts is here. We're going to thank a few people. During Democracy Now!, we hope to hear from 30 people. So far, we've had 16 people with several more in the pipeline. We haven't announced Frank Hood from Bradenton. He just made a $100, $120 donation via Circle of Friends. He's upping his Circle of Friends membership. He says it's a small price to pay for the truth. Thank you very much. Amy Goodman does have factual reporting every day. It's not about conspiracy theories or anything like that. Clara Fernandez from Tampa also sees the value in WMNF. She likes sustainable living and alternative health, and she's taking the Kinks, the Village Green Preservation Society CD, for her $100 contribution. She says, thanks for being so different and independent. I'm enjoying my day off. So, Clara, thanks for your nice contribution. During Democracy Now!, we only need 16 more phone calls. So if you're a fan of Democracy Now!, please go to your phone at 813-238-8001. There's more people to thank, too. Those are just a partial number of people. Thanks to Anonymous, a $25 contribution, making it from Sarasota. And thank you, Anonymous, for that nice contribution. While Democracy Now! And Sustainable Living and Radioactivity and Midpoint are on the air, we hope to raise about $10,000. And we're past the $1,000 mark. That's good. But we're not quite there yet. Sean Kanan is here. John Butts is here. Hey, Sean.
Hi, Rob. I have a couple more people to thank. I have Anonymous from Sarasota who called in a $10 donation. Thank you to likes to support Democracy Now! This person says, we need Amy. And also Ronnie Elliott, great musician locally.
Ronnie,
and WMNF DJ from Tampa, is donating $150. Is
thank
getting
you.
The last local radio t-shirt. And his comments to us are, me too. So thank you for that donation, Ronnie, and to everyone who's donated so far. Now we need to hear from you. 813-238-8001.
While the Sustainable Living Program is on the air, we need to raise $3,000. You know, unfortunately, Eve Prang Plews, who was a longtime host here of the Health and Nutrition Program, passed away in August, and she's not been here. And we miss her deeply. We're going to find someone to host eventually another health and nutrition program, and we promise that we're going to do that. Eve shows are still up online on our archives. You can go to WMNF.org and find Eve's past shows on our archives, too. So you can do that. A lot of people are making donations in honor of Eve for all the work that she did over the years. And if you want to make a donation in honor of Eve to say, thanks, Eve, for all the good information you provided us, please call us up at 813-238-8001. Let us know that you were an Eve fan and honor her. Her family has asked that if you want to honor her, make a donation to WMNF. Thanks to David Browder from Clearwater. He says the station has real news. It's the last local radio station. Thanks for your $50 contribution, David. Nice to hear from you in Clearwater. You can also make your contribution online. Go to WMNF.org. Donations are coming in. We've got a $3,000 goal this hour. John Butts is here, who always does a great job hosting the Sustainable Living portions of Monday. Every other Monday, John is here talking about electric vehicles or talking about gardening or talking about even pruning your trees before hurricane season.
We run the gamut. About native trees, Rob.
Native trees, that's right.
Solar power.
Solar power, yeah. Electricity. So, John, How are you doing?
Oh, real good, Rob. It's great to be in here. And like I say, I'm kind of like you. I really miss Eve. I sleep a lot better because of the information I've gotten from her. And I know a lot of it's just, it's unbelievable. You've been kind of doing some of her archive shows. And you know, I just listen. I'm just amazed, truly amazed at the information. And what a loss, and a loss to us. And like I say, to replace her, that's really going to be difficult. We really loved her here. She, you know, it was an honor for me to sit in here. The only time I really got to see her was on these pledge drives, and to sit next to her, it was, you know, just amazing to listen to the woman. And like I said, my condolences go out to her husband. I know he was troubling thing, and I guess the memorial's coming up here pretty soon, or is it?
Yeah, there's going to be a memorial for Eve at Selby Gardens on November 9th in the evening, and I think it gets underway about 5:30 or 6, goes till 8 o'clock, and they're asking people to call Eve's business, they're asking people to just call up and let them know that they're going to be there, because they're expecting there may be a big crowd for Eve to memorialize her at Selby Gardens on the evening of November 9th. Her business was a Full Spectrum Health in Sarasota. She was a good thing about Eve is that she was a real community radio person. She never mentioned her business on WMNF. And we're not really here to sell things to you. We're not here to buy rutabagas from John's farm. So we're really here to try to provide the best information. And Eve took that to heart. She really was very careful about being non-commercial on the air. And that was one of the great things about Eve, is that she wasn't doing it to enrich herself. She was really doing it to help people's health.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was such a successful person down there. And you think about that, you know, it was donated time. Monday morning, she could be doing something else than driving all the way up here from Sarasota
And she would rail against the bad driving. She had this little Prius, and she drove up every other Monday morning. If she hadn't been flying in from New York or California the night before, and she would probably, I think it's fair to say, when appropriate, violate the speed limit. And she, because she had to get up here in an hour, and she would leave from Sarasota, come up here. She would always come into Sean's and my office and talk to us, and she'd be eating, you know, a nice healthy breakfast in front of us. And we're all starving because, you know, it's 9:30 and we're all ready for our second round of food. And Eve would just rail against something. It would be, you know, something that she read in the newspaper. It could be a political thing. It could be an ad she saw for a drug on TV. She would just go, you know, she was so full of energy and so full of life. Mm-hmm. And we would toss around programs. Well, Eve, what should we do today? And I would tell her what I had been reading the last few days, and she would tell me what she had been reading. Mm-hmm. And she had gone to, you know, doctors' conferences and had been lecturing doctors. And she said, you know, I lecture these doctors, and nobody walks out, nobody objects, because Eve knew her science backwards and forward. And she would come in, and she would be high on something, you know, whether it be plastics. No, she'd be really excited. I don't mean high on drugs, but she would be excited to talk about the dangers of plastics or the dangers of glyphosate. Or she'd hear something about, you know, some new nutrition gimmick, and she would be all upset at, you know, the latest fad. And she would say, don't buy into those fads. Yeah. So she was just... she was amazing. She was, you know, with all the energy that Eve had, she was, and I think it's fair to say, I can say this now, she was 71 years old, but I never knew it by looking at her. You could not tell she was 71 years old. I think of, I know, you know, 70 is the new 50, but she, you know, she looked like she was, you know, late 50s, early
60s. She certainly did. She was a beautiful woman.
Really she was a powerhouse. If you want to honor Eve, if you want to honor John, let us know that you're out there. We've got a big goal this hour of $3,000. The number to call is 813-238-8001.
or you can go to our WMNF.org website and make a donation there. It's real easy. I was listening to the last archive show of Eve's, and her husband said something about the standing ovation of the doctors. So she goes, "Well, you know, Eve, you didn't mention that, but that's the kind of person she was."
Yeah, she was humble.
She really didn't need the pat on the back. She knew who she was. She knew the knowledge that she, and she just loved to give. And thank you, Eve, very much for being here for us.
As humble as she was, too, that if somebody was to say something, if somebody was to say, "Well, I've heard about this new diet," or something, they would call up, and Eve would be sitting across from me here where Sean is, and Eve would kind of roll her eyes, and you could tell she was about to explode because she thought it was such a wacky idea. But she would hold her tongue and take a deep breath and compose herself, and then in a very thoughtful, well, not every time, but most of the time, she would say why this new diet fad was not a good idea. But in the meantime, she's about to explode. sometimes she would really speak her mind. But that was Eve, and she was clear. I think, we picked up more about nutrition and science by listening to Eve than practically any other show ever on WMNF. Hey, thanks to Renate Taylor from Sarasota. Just made a $10 contribution. Thank you, Renate. Likes Democracy Now. I think for Democracy Now, we just need 13 more calls. For Eve and John's show, we're going to need to hear from about 35 people if we're going to stay on track. And let us know which show you like. Mm-hmm. Do you like Democracy Now? Do you like John's Sustainable Living Program? Do you want to make a contribution in honor of the great programs that Eve has done for the last 6 years on WMNF? Here's where you can make your contribution. Go to WMNF.org.
We need to hear from you. You can also call us at 813-238-8001. Sustainable Living, Alternative Health, Health and Nutrition Show, Democracy Now!, Radioactivity, all these great programming on Monday mornings. If you like the Monday morning lineup, give us a call right now, 813-238-8001. Think about how much knowledge you've learned about solar energy just from listening to John Butts' show. Give us a call, 813-238-8001.
You know, what was it, Sean? Last Monday, you had Susan Glickman on. And, of course, I guess I can donate for your show now, too, Sean. But, I really enjoyed that. Susan is so balanced. And it's kind of the same thing. I think Susan, I could hear it in her voice when she was taking calls. And people would call up and they'd say, "Well, if we did this or we did that." And it's like, it isn't like any one thing in sustainable living or like Susan's says. It's, you can try to say, "Well, if we just do this or we just do that," but really, and actually on the NPR News today, they talked about the Nobel Peace Prizes and the person that won it, and his voice, and when he was talking about the dire situation that we're in right now, and it's like our government, Donald Trump, he's going like the other way, the other day I go up 39. And I talk about this all the time, about the coal train and these big cars of coal, and they're coming to Tampa and they're going to burn the coal so we can sit in an air-conditioned space. Mm-hmm. When in reality, solar's been out for, affordable solar's been around for 10 years, maybe eight to 10 years. But it just seems like if we really wanted to do something, and anymore, people were always worried about the payback. Well, right now, it's just like it's the opposite. You're wasting money if you're paying a power bill to TECO. If you just invest, even if you had to borrow it, the payback, they keep telling us 4, 5, 6 years. And then after that, you got free power. It's a no-brainer. And it's just like, like Susan, it's just like me. We just plead you, please, consider doing this. People go, "Oh, well, the trees are shading my house." Well, maybe trim them a little bit. Maybe think about, like you were saying, the trees and hurricanes, what's going to happen when that big limb falls on your house. You're going to be pretty sad. And we know that solar panels do shade our houses. They make them cooler. And it's just like I say, it's a no-brainer. It's the easiest thing a homeowner can do. It's the most important thing a homeowner can do is put solar on their house. And then we can talk about transportation. But I really enjoyed Susan's, being on your program. We really need to make these lines light up. You know, we're 20 minutes into the program. We only got two lines lit. The number is 813-238-8001 to pledge for the Sustainable Living Show, Eve's health program. And, of course, think about it. How this whole thing works is our hero here, Rob Loride. He's the one that produces this. He's the one that's been with the station for 40-plus years and brought Eve into our lives. It was his decision. And I listen, I'm one of these poor souls that's busy all the time, and I don't get to listen, read the newspaper. So I'm kind of relying on you people, but I realize where this information is coming from. It isn't coming from .com. It's coming from an ORG. It's coming from an organization that's based on these principles, these very important principles.
Well, the number to call is 813-238-8001. You're listening to the Fund Drive here at WMNF. We're trying to raise $235,000 over 7 days. It ends on Thursday at about 9 or 10 a.m., and we're looking for those first few phone calls today in support of sustainable living and in honor of the memory of Eve Prang Plews, who passed away in August. She had been dealing with a health issue for 30 years, and according to her family and her colleagues, she successfully held off the health issue, and then finally in August it won the battle, something that she had been fighting for 30 years using natural methods and organic methods and nutrition. So Eve is a fighter. She didn't really complain about the health issue. As long as I knew her, she never said that she was dealing with this problem. So she dealt with it quietly, and then it came roaring back and took her life just in a matter of days. She said she did not want to, take chemotherapy or do anything that would unnecessarily prolong her life, because she said the quality of her life, if she was on radiation or one of those other things, wouldn't be as good. So she decided to when the time came, she said, okay, that's it. I want to be at home. I want to be with my husband, and I want to be with my colleagues. And that's how she took care of it. And she lived her life, and her life ended on her own terms.
Well, and if you listen to Eve's program, she often talked about that, the quality of life, and we should go out in the end and not
choose quality over just prolonging your life. We're trying to raise $3,000 while Eve's show is on, we're talking about the memory of Eve Prang Plews, and also John Butts is here in the studio with us. If you like sustainable living, and if you look forward to the health program, we will continue. We'll find another health host, and that person will be on every other Monday at 10 o'clock. Thanks to Pizzeria Gregario, located at 400 2nd Street North in Safety Harbor. He's prepared Sicilian pizzas for the volunteers answering the calls today. Gregory supports local farms and ranches in their supply purchases, and he always believes in sustainability. And we appreciate, Gregory, your continued support for WMNF. And Tom and Lucy Dent have delivered their mushroom pierogies. Thank you, Lucy, for cooking. And thanks, Tom, who delivers. So Tom and Lucy Dent, thank you very much for feeding our hungry volunteers. Sean, we had a few phone calls. I think we've had two phone calls for sustainable living. What do you have?
Yeah, I have a donation in memory of Eve. This is Elsie Strum in St. Petersburg, is contributing $100 in memory of Eve. She's already a Circle of Friends member, but she wanted to give in Eve's memory for the Health and Nutrition Show and for sustainable living. So here's the number that you can do that as well. If you want to make a donation, 813-238-8001. 1-800-273-0001. You can also make a donation on our tip jar online, wmnf.org. You can contribute on our smartphone app as well. It's the WMNF smartphone app. If you support the Health and Nutrition Show or if you support sustainable living, you can give us a call, 813-238-8001.
So, John, you've had a lot of great topics on your show on sustainable living over the years. Pizzeria Gregorio, Gregory there from Safety Harbor, has been on your show because he really believes in sustainable restaurants.
Yeah, it was a very interesting program he was on. We had a lady that St. Pete Ferments, and then there was the cannery in St. Pete that joined the program with Gregory, and I'll never forget. That was a really cool program, talking about, you know, fermenting, you know, say in a lot of these places, what they actually, and it's just like Gregory, that, you know, it's kind of the reason that another reason that I come to, I kind of multitask, because Gregory buys produce from me here at the station, and then there's a lot of excess produce that he always takes everything. He says, oh, I like those dried beans, you know, and he'll take whatever, and he'll make something out of it. You know, he's really such a cool guy, and you know, you go to his business and you realize how sustainable he is. He's always giving me stuff back to try to reuse, and you know, we're always talking about that. And actually, he gave me some personal stuff this morning, but Gregory's great. But I really love doing the show, and what's so cool is being able to bring local guests in here that are so unbelievably good. You know, we did one on Edible Cities, and this Lou Murray guy, he worked there, you know, in the Carter administration, and what it was to meet this guy that was working on these topics back, you know, like Will Allen and stuff, that, you know, sustainable in urban agriculture. And I just love meeting him, and this Debbie Canteen was on that program with Circle Pond Farms down at Sun City Center, and how she's trying to start this little home community for people that work at Sun City, the poor people that work as the maids and mow the lawns and stuff in Sun City. And to meet the very inspiring people, and I just love to, you know, give these people a voice. And where else are they going to get that voice?
You've talked about so many things. You've talked about many kinds of native plants. You've talked about exotic fruit trees. Mm-hmm. You've talked about co-housing. I mean, just a great topic after great topic. Hey, we want to thank some more people. Nina Large from Sarasota just made a $25 contribution in memory of Eve. Thank you, Nina, for that nice contribution. Here's our phone number. It's 813-238-8001. We're trying to raise $3,000. So we've got a goal of hearing from about 35 people today on this show. We've heard from 32 people. I'm sorry, we've heard from about 3 people so far. That's really good. Let's hear from some more people that love John and want to honor Eve and all the great work that Eve did over the last 6 years. Our phone number, 813-238-8001. And if we could get a $1,000 contribution, that would be good if you love listening to John's show. John, you did a show about how to build a house from hemp, because you had a guy on from Tarpon Springs who had built a house entirely made of hemp.
You know, and it was it's funny how some things have really gotten progressive in Florida. And at the time we did that show, the guy was worried about getting industrial hemp. And it looks like if Andrew Gillum actually gets in our governorship here in Florida, that we may have legalized marijuana, or at least decriminalized marijuana. And it's just, it was hard to believe 10 years ago that this could happen in Florida. But it looks like most Floridians polled, it looks like 65% of us want to see this happen.
Yeah,
and
that would be
if
amazing.
We get the right person, get rid of old Rick Scott, red-tied Rick, and get somebody else in there, that chances are we'll get that going.
All right, and those are John's personal opinions. 813-238-8001. We are getting close, because, Sean, you've got some more people to thank.
I do have a pair of people to thank from Winter Haven, Bob and Matt Gelson. In memory of Eve, they're donating $100. They're going to be wearing our Last Local Radio T-shirt, and thank you for that contribution to support the Health and Nutrition Show and Sustainable Living on WMNF. You can make a donation as well, whether it's in memory memory of Eve or whether it's to thank John for his great show or just to keep the station going, 813-238-8001.
And Arlene Engelhardt has walked into the building, the co-host of From a Woman's Point of View. Hi, Arlene.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, this is just a sad time in many ways at this hour because we feel so bad about Eve, and she gave such wonderful advice. She really helped and saved many, many people. And so if you appreciated the programs that she brought for so many years, and if you appreciate the programs that John is bringing on sustainable living, think about recently, I guess it was on Radioactivity that Rob had, and then we had on From a Woman's Point of View about Roundup, which also fits in so well with the goal of this show.
Well, one of John's volunteers was out at Felipe Park, and Tanya Vidovic, and Tanya helps behind the scenes here on the Sustainable Living Program. She was out in Felipe Park there in Safety Harbor, and they were spraying Roundup, and she takes her kids on her bike through the park in the morning to get to school, and then she takes her kids back through the same park to get back from school. And she was outraged that they were spraying Roundup, and so she peacefully objected, and they came and trespassed her from the park and said never come back. And so we had a couple of shows with Tanya on the show, and then we had one of the park spokespeople on the show the next couple of days, and then you brought on the scientist from MIT who talks about the relationship between glyphosate, which is the main component of Roundup, and autism and all these other incredible problems. And I was listening to that show, and she's an MIT computer science professor, but she did get her undergraduate in biology. And I was just floored by the statistics she was throwing out.
Oh, it's enough to make your hair stand on end. And, you know, just an interesting personal note to go with that. But let me give you the phone number first, 813-238-8001. Or you can go to your computer, WMNF.org. My sister lives in Safety Harbor, right across from Felipe Park. And we're house-sitting her home and dog right now. And so Mary took the dog over to the park for a walk. And she got so ill from the Roundup in that park. Mm-hmm. I can't begin to tell you what a problem it is. She knew she had a problem with Roundup, and we knew about it from Tanya. But she thought, my brother-in-law thought, oh, it won't hurt if she just goes in there once. Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think there ought to be a discussion. And I think there's no other radio station or TV station that has initiated the discussion about glyphosate and Roundup. Roundup is heavily used all over the Tampa Bay area in private homes and in parks. And in San Francisco, just a few weeks ago, a guy who had been spraying Roundup on some of the public property of the school system, who is dying now of a terminal cancer, terminal disease, won a $250 million settlement because he proved in court in front of a jury that it was the Roundup that caused his cancer. And so now Monsanto is saying, no, Roundup is not that dangerous and all that. But, you know, that is the first of about 3,000 lawsuits making their way through the court system in the U.S. as more and more people become convinced that Roundup is a dangerous chemical. Europe already sees it, and there are cities around this country that have banned it, I think Miami Beach being one of the latest. But there should be a debate, and there's no radio station in the Tampa Bay area that's debating this. We had both sides on. We had an advocate of Roundup on, and then we had a couple of people who are very upset at Roundup. Okay, then that it's up to you to make up your own mind. But we think there may be a problem. That's why we're doing a show about it, or several shows about it. But there is no TV station. You know, if you tune to the big, well-funded TV stations here in the Tampa Bay area, they are not offering programs on this, yet they could. And this small community radio station with a staff of two people in the news department and 200 volunteers is trying to take up the issue. Now, what we say is not the last word, but there ought to be a debate. And we don't have that debate in our media because the media is so consumed with crime and sex and things that ultimately don't count. And then when things really do matter, They don't tell you about it. So please call us up. Keep this radio station on the air. We have about 25 minutes to go, and we've got to hear from 31 more people. 813-238-8001. Sean, let's thank some people. Thanks to Dorothy Alexander from somewhere here in Florida. Dorothy, thank you. Likes it all, making a $50 contribution to WMNF. And Sean, that means that we need to hear from 30 more people. We'll be there.
Well, we're getting closer and closer because Gail from Thonatasasa is donating $100 and is getting our bumper sticker. And this is in memory of Eve, so thank you for that donation, Gail. Also, Laurel Graham from Lutz says, thanks to John and Eve, a $30 contribution. Jay Allman from Sarasota is donating $100 in memory of Eve to support 88.5. And Patty J from Newport Richie is contributing $25, and Patty says, this is in honor of Eve from sustaining members Patty and Larry J, who have listened to Eve from the very first broadcast. She gave us so much information. We miss her. We all miss Eve. And you can make your contribution now by calling 813-238-8001 or making a secure donation on our website, WMNF.org.
All right, that means that we need to hear from 26 more people. We'll be there. We've got every line is open right now. You'll be able to talk to one of our great volunteers, 813-238-8001. But if it's important that you listen to a radio station that takes some chances, that does topics that no other station is doing, that talks about issues like Roundup and glyphosate. Eve was a big critic of glyphosate. She thought it was a terrible thing. She's not here, but if you go back to our archives, you can hear Eve talk about glyphosate for the last 3 or 4 years that she was on. And our archives are at WMNF.org. And, you know, maybe what we'll do in the future is offer all Eve's programs on a thumb drive and give that away. We don't have that this fund drive. But if you want to honor Eve and let us know that you appreciated the work that she did, that it's important that WMNF have a health and nutrition program, call us up, 813-238-8001.
You know, different topics that I've kind of ran into this year is because of Tanya, our Death to Diapers program. I don't think I would have ever done anything like that without Tanya. And, of course, we did the one with the midwife on and Dr. Berger. Actually, he's kind of a marijuana doctor here in the Tampa Bay area. But very interesting shows. You know, topics, like I say, that I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't do, but I love doing them. And they're important topics. You know, all this stuff is important. You know, sustainable living is pretty easy as far as you just pick anything that humans do.
You did a show about casket-free burials.
Yes. That's green burial.
Green burials. Who knew?
People talk to me all the time. They go, "Well, Jewish, I don't know if I should be cremated. It's expensive, and I don't want to be in a coffin, and I don't want them running a weed whacker around the, you know, my tombstone. You know, what can I do?" And right here, I can't do. But
it's in Pasco County.
Yeah. But
or a place where you can just be buried in the ground.
Yeah,
but
it's a nature reserve.
There's a legal way to do it. Yeah.
And the fees are going to help, you know, keep that nature preserve forever.
Yeah, it's going to be a park.
That very much echoes the Native Americans.
Yeah, really. 813-238-8001. We need to hear from 26 more people. We'll be there, but we're not there yet. And if you love listening to John, if you loved Eve's program when Eve was here, please make a donation in honor of John and in honor of Eve. Let us know that you're there. And next week we get back to more regular programming. We won't be asking for donations. If we reach that goal, you're not going to hear us talk about money very much for the next 4 months. But if we don't reach the goal by Thursday at 10 a.m., then we'll probably have to keep mentioning money until we reach that goal. MNF is budgeted very well. We don't make a profit, but we have enough money when we make these goals to pay for everything we need to pay for. That's why these goals are so important, because it's like a budget. We decide, okay, this year we're going to spend $1.7 million. We're going to spend it on XXXXX. And if you go to our management down the hall and you say, look, I want to spend $2,000 on this or that, if it's not in the budget, forget about it. You're not going to be able to get it. If you appreciate the fact that WMNF manages your money well, please call us up at 813-238-8001. And you can also make a contribution on our secure website, WMNF.org. 26 more calls we need, or 26 more people to donate. We're not there yet.
Yeah, I'd like to hear right now from some people who like the Sustainable Living Show, who really think it's an important asset in this community. We've had it on for a really long time, and it's a great resource. If you are interested into sustainable living, whether that's gardening or farming or permaculture or any of these great topics that John brings on every other week, give us a call right now. The number is 813-238-8001.
Yeah, we recently did one on minimalism. Really cool. A couple of authors on that program. And Jenny Nazak talked about Riot for Austerity. Well, we need a riot for WMNF. This morning to do a little bit of pledging here. We're really going to come up short, and we hate to do that. And I know, you know, like, as you say, this was all Eve wanted to do, was for us to support the station. So she had the freedom, and she talked about that a lot, why she couldn't, you know, be somewhere else, you know, because, you know, like, oh, you're going to step on the advertiser's feet. Well, we don't have to worry about that. You know, I've been all my life, you know, and that's the reason what drove me to WMNF was no commercials. You know, I just get so sick and tired. And it's just like Facebook, you know, like you're thinking, well, you know, TV actually has to pay an actor or something to produce a program. Well, Facebook, we're putting these posts on there of our little kids and stuff, and they don't have to do anything, and they're just raking in the money. And I always think, why do we have to get information like that? Why can't we get honest information like we do from WMNF, you know, everywhere? I mean, this is like...
John, it rankles me, too, when I see companies advertising on TV or listen to companies advertising on radio. I know that company likely, especially if it's a big car company or a big oil company or a big bank or a big phone company, they're going to take that money and lobby against the things that I personally believe are the right thing to do. They're going to lobby against my interests in Tallahassee, in the state capitol, and they're going to lobby against my interests in Washington, D.C. And I just hate the fact that, you know, sometimes you can't avoid paying to the cable company if you've got cable, or the phone company, or the gas company, or the bank, that you know, they take your money without asking for your permission, and to say, you know, delivering that service maybe is 50% of, you know, what you pay, but then the other goes to profits and the other goes to lobbying. And so I just hate it. So here at WMNF, when you make that contribution to WMNF, we don't turn around and lobby against your wishes in Tallahassee. We don't lobby against what you believe in Washington, D.C. The money goes to the engineer. The money goes to, you know, help upgrade our equipment. It goes to the people that run the janitorial services. It does. Now, some of it does go to TECO, I got to say. Now, I'm not going to say anything about TECO, but at least your money rattles around in the local economy, does some good before it goes outside the Tampa Bay area, and then maybe who knows what it does after that. But thanks to Jack McGuire from Lutz, made a $10 a month increase on his circle of friends in memory of Eve Prang Plews. Jack, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks to Robert Williams from Winter Haven, says thanks to John for Sustainable Living, the most important show on WMNF. Oh, wow. Cool. I also love Randy's themed Thursday morning shows, and Cam's show is always great on Friday. I want a red magnet if you've got one. So I think we've got some of those peace magnets left. Thanks, Robert, in Winter Haven, for that nice $150 contribution.
Wow,
that's huge.
Thank you, Robert.
So with those two calls, we need 24 more donations.
We have a donation from Indian Rocks Beach. Anne is contributing $50 in honor of Eve. Thank you for that donation.
Thank you.
Elizabeth from St. Pete is contributing $15 in honor of Eve. Thank you for those donations. If you still want to honor Eve, you can call 813-238-8001. Or if you want to support sustainable living or radioactivity or Democracy Now!, you can call us at 813-238-8001. You can also make a secure donation on our website, WMNF.org.
You know, the really great thing about Eve, too, is that as much time as it took to volunteer here at WMNF. She didn't mind driving up from Sarasota when it was possible. Sometimes she did it by phone. Sometimes when she was on vacation, like, she would love to go to places like Key West, and she would do the interview for her show by phone from Key West. But when she could make it, she was up here in the studio, and she was taking calls. And the great thing about that show is that we would take 20 or 30 emails and phone calls during that show. She would be exhausted at the end of the show because people were coming at her from all angles. People who were in their 20s had problems, and people in their 70s had problems, and people in their 50s had problems. And yet she answered all the questions. Sometimes on some callers, she would take 5 or 7 minutes to answer the question, which is unheard of on any health show. It's unheard of on any call-in show in the country to allow several callers to go 5 to 7 minutes, but she was patient with them. By the time she was done with the show, she was tired, and then she drove back to Sarasota, and she drove back to her practice and continued to offer health advice in the afternoon at Full Spectrum. So it was so great that she would devote a chunk of her time to do this for community radio, and she uplifted community radio. Our audience went up when Eve was on the air, and she always, when we were doing these fund drives, she would make great cases why people should make contributions to WMNF. Never was paid a cent. And John, you're never paid a cent. You have to drive over from Plant City, or sometimes take the bus, or sometimes hitchhike. But you know, think of the dedication of people like John and Eve. The dedication was huge, and if you want to honor that dedication, please call us up. Let us know that today you're making a contribution in honor of Eve, and we'll tell Dennis, her husband, what happened. 813-238-8001 is our phone number, and we just need, Sean, we need 22 more people. We'll be there. 22 more calls or online donations. 813-238-8001. And remember, Eve shows are still online. You can still go to our website, WMNF.org, and hear Eve.
Yeah, we think there are at least 22 of you out there who want to support this show. Give us a call. We do need to hear from you. It's really important that we know that there's support for these shows. 813-238-8001, WMNF.org, or on the WMNF app. If you have that on your smartphone or your pad or whatever device you're using, you can make a tip jar donation there, or online, WMNF.org. Is sustainable living important to you? Is health and nutrition important to you? Give us a call if you like these shows. 813-238-8001.
And we just got about 15 minutes ago. We need to hear from 22 more people. Remember, go to WMNF.org. You can make your contribution there. But let us know that you want to honor John and honor Eve. John drives over here every other week from Plant City. Sometimes your car doesn't work.
Well, it's funny. We own a 2005, and people goes, "Oh, that's old." And I'm thinking, well, you know, I got tractors that go into the 40s. You know, like it's actually pretty new. But you know, I do drive a little hybrid, and you know, we've been really wanting to get an electric vehicle, and you know, it's just like a lot goes on. But you got to figure that I'm kind of self-employed, and I don't commute, so really, I just kind of ride around on a golf cart all day.
So you got an electric golf cart.
Yeah,
you got solar on your roof at the farm.
We actually have 3 solar systems. 2 of them are grid tie, and of course I have a standalone system on our dairy. And you know, it's just, I don't know, you know, it's kind of like that permaculture, closing the loop. And that's all, you know, my personal thing is, it's not really money. It's like, how little carbon can I produce? And I just, like I say, I really, you know, I see it, you know, like I say, it's so hard for people, you know, that you know, they're professional people. They go to work, they're in an air-conditioned house, they go to an air-conditioned space where they work, they ride an air-conditioned car, they go to the gym, they're in an air-conditioning. Well, you know, I'm outside, and I'm with nature, and I see how nature works, and I understand it. And, you know, anybody wants to come out and visit the farm, I love to talk to them, and I can show them a closed-loop system. How, and what it takes and the importance of it. And it's completely different from what we say. And, you know, Eve always railed on about, you know, meat and stuff like that. And I agree. If you go to the grocery store, it's just like you saw those hog farms with the storm. What was it, Florence?
Yeah, in North Carolina and South Carolina.
The amount of waste and how the animals are treated, you know, it's just tremendous. It's really a tremendous problem. And I agree with everybody is what they're saying. But really, I think there is a way to do things sustainably. And I don't think we'll suffer.
By having a zero carbon footprint? Do you think a farm can have a zero carbon footprint?
I really think so.
Footprint?
And I think we're very close to it. You know, we still got a bunch of old tractors. But that's, you know, it's just like I was talking to a friend the other day about electric tractors. And how I just wish I had, you know, like I'm going to be 70 here in next month. And this is my dream of trying to, you know, start a little startup business of converting gas tractors into electric, you know, to give the farmers the tools that they need to be very sustainable. And right now I don't have that, and I just don't have the time, but I still have my electric golf cart.
You know, John, I think that's a great thing about you is that you're not a wealthy guy. And,
no.
But you do live the life that you talk about on your sustainable living program. You this is the way you live.
You're
as sustainable as you can possibly afford.
Well, I do get that $600 a month Social Security check, and truthfully, I, you know, being a Vietnam veteran, and you know, I've always been kind of a guy that really wasn't outspoken. You know, like, I didn't want to get locked up for not paying my taxes. But I've never filed a tax return over $10,000 my whole life.
Wow.
But
wow.
I actually did buy the farm. I mean, we own 54 acres in Hillsborough County. And but, you know, I was just going to say one other thing. And I bet it's been 30 years since I've had a new pair of shoes.
Wow.
I just buy used shoes, you know, dead people's clothes.
Well, John Butts is here, and we want to thank Tanya Vidovic from Safety Harbor.
Wow,
we were talking about Tanya a little bit ago, a $250 contribution.
Thank you, Tanya.
That helps a lot. We only need to hear from now, with these three people I'm reading their names of, we only need to hear from 18 more people. Another person to thank, Anonymous, who is in Clearwater. Anonymous, thanks for your $100 contribution. Supports Amy Goodman and other current affairs programs. And thanks to Camille Lawrence from Tampa, who just made a $150 contribution. She's going to take a T-shirt, and she says, Eve will be greatly missed. I love the show, and I love John, too. So there's three donations, and that means that we need to hear from 18 more people.
Wow.
And we'll be there, Sean. 813-238-8001. We just have about 9 minutes to go to get those last 18 people on this program. You can make your contribution online at WMNF.org. But you heard John. John just described his life, you know, and not earning more than $10,000 a year, driving around an electric vehicle on his farm, having tractors that go back to the 40s, having solar on his roof. I mean, John really does live the life that he talks about on the Sustainable Living Program. And, you know, I think sometimes, you know, people get on radio and TV and don't live the way they advocate life. And John, I think it's great. It's a tribute to you and your honesty that this is the way you live. It really is good.
I remember what was it, a couple months ago, we had Ann Dreyer on, and she was an ecologist that went out and fought fires in California. She actually volunteered to, you know, help fight these fires. And at the end of the program, she was talking about that she had lived without AC for 20 years and used a composting toilet. And I would imagine a lot of people laughed at that. But, you know, in reality, our hats should be off to people like that, that really care about the environment. And when we care about the planet, we care about other people. And this is the kind of people that are really into this topic. And that's all, you know, like, we don't have to do all this, but we really, like they were saying this morning on NPR, it's critical that we do stuff now to decrease our carbon footprint.
Thanks to Gregory Seymour from Pizzeria Gregario. He loves John's show. He misses Eve, and he says pizza crust is on the hood of the truck. Gregory, thanks a lot for that nice contribution.
Thank you.
$250. That means that we need to hear from 17 more people at 813-238-8001.
Well, now it's just 15 because I have two people to thank right here. We have Ronald Cluck from Venice. And Ronald says, I miss Eve, and he thanks the Sustainable Living Show for helping him obtain a net zero home.
Thank you for that.
$100 contribution. Kylie Ross from Pinellas Park is contributing $5 and likes a bumper sticker. She says that Eve was finally the kick in the pants for my boyfriend to do something about his sleep apnea. I'm forever grateful for her wealth of knowledge. She was phenomenal. So that's a great testimonial to the importance of Eve and the great show that she brought us every other week here. Here's the number for you to call to support the show, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
And here's another nice donation. Lori Walker from Tampa just made a $50 contribution, and she's keeping these shows on, Sustainable Living and the Health and Nutrition Program. Thanks, Lori. We're not sure who's going to be hosting in the next few weeks and months as we look for a replacement for Eve, but we really appreciate hearing from people that are honoring Eve's memory by saying thanks, Eve, for all the great years of service to WMNF and to us as people who are health consumers and people that are interested in nutrition and living a better life. 813-238-8001. If you love listening to John and loved listening to Eve, make that call today. Sean, we're just 14 calls away. 14 more calls. We'll do it. 813-238-8001. You can also pledge, make a contribution. We say pledge. Pledge really means you're pledging to make a donation. So you can make your contribution online. Go to WMNF.org. That's a secure website. And let us know what your favorite shows are. Maybe you want to make it in honor of Eve. Maybe you want to make it in honor of John. Maybe you want to make it in honor of both. Or maybe you like other programs on WMNF, too. Just need to hear from 14 more people, and we'll be there.
Yeah, we do need to hear from you now. We have one person calling in right now, but we need to hear from several others. You can donate online at WMNF.org, or if you'd like to talk to one of our great phone answerers, you can call 813-238-8001. Make your tax-deductible donation, and you can call. And if you want to make a donation, you can call us at 813-238-8001 to support Sustainable Living and to support the Health and Nutrition Show on WMNF.
And we just have about 5 minutes to go, and then we're going to be done, and we're still about 14 calls short of reaching that goal. John, what do the water buffalo do when you're away? Do they listen to your show? They miss you? Do you play your show on the radio for them?
Well, they listen in the morning. I always have my radio going when they come into milk.
So they like the morning show. Does the morning show help them produce more milk?
Especially the Bluegrass show on Sid's program on Saturday morning.
Really? These are happy water buffalo.
Well, they're very happy, very content. You know, I rotate them. They get and it's really funny. You know, like I do like a 3 or 4 day rotation, but that first day they go into the new paddock, they're like, wow, you know. And then after a bit, you know, they're going, oh, gee whiz, wait, come on, open up the new gate. Yeah. And it's I don't know, you know, it's just like they're my pets, and they're so, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just like kind of like love, and these animals and the little babies love you, and you know, they're very much domesticated. You know, humans have worked with water buffalo for 40,000 years, and they really key on us. They want to do things. They're kind of like a dog. They want to have something to do, something they'd be on. But it's like I say, to me, it's just like they eat what was there. You know, I really no inputs. Now I do dumpster dive for watermelons. There's a market where I go get free watermelons. It's a mile away from the house, and I cut up these watermelons, and they love them, of course.
Yeah, they really
wow, watermelons! And they come in and they eat the watermelons. But besides that, it's all native natural stuff that they eat. I didn't plan anything for them. They just came to the farm and started eating. They eat moss. They eat leaves. They eat grass. They eat weeds. it's just, and I'm thinking, well, gee whiz, and really, I've never had them wormed. They've never had parasites. You know, I do have to give them a little bit of water, but most of the time, they're fine with drinking the water out of the ditches. So, you know, like I say, it's just, I don't know. I can't have that. And then, too, I kind of got marshlands. So I'm sequestering carbon at the same time. I'm building up peat in these marshes. Mm-hmm. You know, in the pastures, you can see them improve. The animals improve them if you rotate them.
So it's real green there, and there's a lot.
Oh, yeah. Can't even, right now, because of the wet summer, you can't even see the fence posts in a lot of places. The grass is so high.
Well, we only have about a minute and a half left. We need to hear from 14 more people. We've got one person on the line. Maybe you can help us reach that goal. 14 calls away. I see another person has just made a contribution. We're going to announce that soon. Please call us at 813-238-8001. We have about 90 seconds left to get those last 14 donations. You can go to our website, go to WMNF.org, online, WMNF.org, and make a contribution there. There's a few donations in the pipeline that we haven't read, so Sean is going to bring those in a second. I think we're getting closer and closer. 813-238-8001. $1,000 contribution would really help out if you have it in your heart to honor Eve and honor John. Please make that $1,000 contribution at 813-238-8001. You can also make your contribution online, WMNF.org. Just 45 seconds left, and we are not quite there. We're still about 14 calls short.
Please call 238-813-238-8001 or go to WMNF.org.
We want to know if there's support for sustainable living and for health and nutrition. 813-238-8001.
Well, this is WMNF in Tampa. Just about 15 seconds to the news. Remember, we had a challenge earlier. One of our callers said nobody was calling in for Democracy Now! Because Amy Goodman has no support. We're going to hear Amy Goodman right after the NPR news right here on WMNF in Tampa.